Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome to episode 62 here at No Ideas.
Just vibes.
What are you saying?
How you doing, Bridie? You
I'm
good?
Fucking bushwhacked, mate. I'm so tired.
Bushwhacked, definition, what's that one then?
It means I'm super, super tired.
Super tired, honestly, retweet.
I don't even know if you are going to hear a semblance of happiness out of me in this 35 minutes. So if you do... Nah, that's basically like moving mountains.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Dude,
I'm up to the challenge, bro. That's what I'm here for. What do you mean?
Yeah, thank God for you, man. The energy, the vibes.
Brethrens, man. That's what we do. Guys, as always, we're going to run you through our weeks, the highs, the lows, everything in between, all that juicy stuff. And then
we're going to sail into the main topic, which is talking about everything Brits related.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
That needs its own introduction, middle, story and end as well.
It's a whole bloody book.
Literally.
Flipping the pages.
Flipping on, flipping again.
Flipping it. I knew you were going to go off when I said flipping it. I knew it. How
did
I know?
It's one word that triggers me, okay? Flipping again. As always. Guys, don't forget to follow us on our socials, Instagram, No Ideas Just Vibes, and TikTok, No Ideas Just Vibes as well, because, you know, we got to be on it. Oh, and...
Twitter? I don't know the handle.
NIJV Podcast.
There you go. What? There was no Ideas Just Vibes?
Nah, do you know what it was? It's because it was too long. It was too long. The max, like, handle length can be 15 characters. And ours is 16.
What's wrong with Twitter,
nah,
man?
Nah, honestly,
it's like you don't want us to win.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Fam,
I feel the same way.
Fam, either way, we're going to be talking. We got some things to say, okay?
Tweet. Tweet, motherfucking tweet, bitch.
Tweet.
Okay, dope. Well, let me jump into you first. How in the hell did you get through this week, man? I feel like I have not recorded a podcast in 2 months.
No, I know. I don't know why it feels so long, new, almost out of whack. Out of touch today.
Out of smack.
Out of whack.
Man, Disley duck.
Out of crack. You know what I'm
she
saying?
She had to say crack. Any excuse to say crack.
I was waiting to say crack. I was like, I'm going to give it in the right moment.
Do you know what it is? Normally we record on a Monday.
Yeah.
And today is a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
We had technical issues on Monday. So it's actually been like 10 days.
That's true.
You get me? So,
yeah, it's been a minute. But it's fine. We still baking.
We're still outside,
saying?
Man. What do you mean?
We outside, man.
Yeah, come on. Right, your week. Tell
my
me.
My week. What was going on? Do you know what?
I don't. That's why I asked.
Can you let me land?
Sorry,
okay?
Man.
Do you know what? I feel like this week has just been filled with a lot of wholesome time with good people in my life. Do you know what I mean? Spending that quality time. You
what
know?
Time?
The quality. You know what I'm saying? Not that love language part four. Quality time.
Yeah, quality time.
You know what I'm saying? You
quality
see it.
Time.
It's in the quality of the time that I was spending.
Quality
you know?
Streets.
What do you want to eat?
Shout out Quality Street's chocolate.
No, honestly.
I don't even like them.
Why?
I don't know. Like, when you think about Heroes, Celebrations, Quality Streets, they're kind of the worst of the bunch.
Which one's the best? Celebrations, would you say?
Celebration.
Jubilee.
Jubilation. Yeah, because they've got the Malteser. You know, everyone's trying to fight for the Malteser ones.
Do you know what? Everyone goes to the Malteser. Am I thinking about the right box? They have Twix in there as well, innit?
I'm not sure the content.
Look. I'm sure Celebrations has Twix in it, and that's a bit of me. That's
if all of
me.
You guys could send me one of each box, then we'll let you know which one we like I'm the screaming. Most.
Do you know what? I like that. And then we can record it and do like a little mukbang situation.
Exactly. And then we can do that ASMR where we eat
oh
in front of the mic.
No, honestly.
Chew, crunch.
Honestly, crunch. And then the goo of the caramel as
The caramel.
The caramel.
Brid, what were we even saying?
Mate,
we
were
chocolate?
Talking about my wit. You see how time just goes?
It goes.
What's going on?
It goes.
It's going.
I don't know where it's going, but it's going.
I don't know where it's going. Look, guys, let's get back to my week, okay?
Yeah, sorry, man.
Do you know what? Highlight number one, I went to a gig in Shepherd's Bush. Shout out to The Pit London for hosting this event. And they basically had like upcoming artists. So you had Bina, for example. There was another artist called Mez the Hun, who was absolutely incredible. And her hair was just, you know, when you look at someone's head and you're like, wow, you're really growing this type of hair on your head. I was like, wow, can we just take a moment for the
good
hair?
Good bit of kit, that.
It was great hair. Healthy, voluminous.
Voluptuous.
Voluptuous, honestly. And the shine, it was moisturised. It was making descent. But the key act for me is my darling dearest, Jaden Clover. She absolutely stole the show. And if you guys haven't listened to her, please do. She's kind of like alternative R&B, like neo-soul type of vibe. And it was just a beautiful evening. Do you know what I mean?
Shout out Four Leaf Clovers.
No, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I hear bringing it.
Bringing the luck and the goodness every single corner.
There you go.
What I mean?
Every corner of the room.
Every corner of the room.
I love it.
Honestly, it was so good. Like, just chill vibes, you know, good company, good conversation. It was a great night. That was a good highlight of the week. Next off, this isn't like a point. It's more just like a moan, right? Phone contracts, okay?
Mine has just increased. Has it increased? I'm supposed to be paying without even verifying that I agreed to the terms and conditions, okay? I'm supposed to be paying £5.56 more.
Wait, so it was just an automatic increase? You got a notification or email?
He just sent me a text saying, yo, PS, this is what's going down. I thought, I'm cancelling my contract. I'm not doing
this. This is the thing. I feel like the economy at the moment is in such a shit place. Everything is getting more expensive. Phone contracts are increasing. And also, they are locking us in for time.
Bro, we're being sheggied.
No.
Left, right and centre for everything
sheggied,
across the board. At
man.
This point, I can't afford hot water. I'm not going to wash.
Fam, where's the heat? Like, it's cold out here, you know what I'm
saying? I'm not going to wash anymore.
I don't think you can. I'm sorry.
And it doesn't matter because everything's on Zoom anyway, so try smell me through that.
That's true. That's
you
true.
I mean?
Just saying your dressing gown, you know, camera off, that type thing. You got it. Look, phone contracts at the moment are very frustrating and I just needed to speak about that for a moment because I'm like, look, I'm due an upgrade, but why am I trying to sign my life away to a 3-4 year contract?
Three,
for what?
4 years.
Three, four
Who
years, bro.
Gift Gaff. Welcome to Gift Gaff. I just love Gift Gaff. It's so
this
silly.
Is not sponsored either at all.
Sponsored by Gift Gaff. Joking, fake news.
Such fake news. Sponsored by Spotify, hopefully soon come putting it out there, manifesting in there. What's it called? I'm with O2.
Oh, I'm with E, so we've both been shagged.
Honestly, man, it's shaggery all over the place, bruv. Phone contracts, stupid as hell. And the last point is, I feel good in myself, you know?
She feel good.
Na, 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 na.
I knew that she would.
Na, 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 na.
So good.
Oh.
So good.
Oh.
She's got no phone.
I got no phone.
There she goes.
But I do have a phone. You know when you just feel like you need to tear the note before it's really done?
Do you know what I feel it is, yeah? I feel like we go through a week of utter madness.
Yeah.
Because let's not lie, it's mad to just be alive.
It is.
It's actually mad to
it
just
is.
Get through a week.
A lot happens, a lot changes.
People like, say, like, what's your podcast about? And we say, how we get through the week. And everyone goes, oh. And I'm like, nah, but it's
people
jam-packed.
Don't get it. I think
it's
when
jam-packed.
We say that, people are like, oh, how you get through the week? But if you actually deep it, bro, like, how do you actually get through?
How did you actually get through?
Fam.
Right?
It's hard out here.
It's actually hard out here. So I feel like we sit down in front of a mic and it's the first time we can actually relax and fully just talk about what we've been doing.
That part.
And then Lizzie just starts ripping through notes.
You know what I'm saying?
It's her a release.
I got to tear it apart. Yeah. Like, it's just like, I just going, yeah.
Shit, she's even quaking. Shout out Quakers.
Shout out Quavers.
You know that share bread?
Which one?
It's a big bread and it's a share bread and you just tear it.
I know what it...
That's
I can
how you release.
It.
If you were a bread, which you are...
I am. That's me.
That's you.
Capital
it's
bread,
just like,
man.
Just, she just tears her
I'm
whole week
tearing
apart.
It, bro.
She's flinging bread to everybody,
what,
do you know what I mean?
That's literally the best analogy you could have given to me.
Listen.
I appreciate you, man.
I come with gold.
Look, yeah. Overall, I feel good, man. I feel like life is good. We're just getting by day, taking
day
time.
Day by day.
We take it day by day. Sorry, I had the last bit to rip there, but I'm passing the baton and passing the butter knife to you, Briddy. You slice into your bread and tell me how you got through the week.
Yeah, man, I'll take that baton.
Yeah, take the baton. Yeah.
Okay, so my week, yeah. I told you I already been whacked by the bush. You know what I'm saying?
Whacked by the bush, you know?
Yeah, I'm so tired.
Fam, feel you.
I'm so tired.
Feel you.
I don't think anything can revive me at this point.
Honestly, them ones there, you
I
know.
Don't know why I'm tired. I do that voice. I'm so tired.
It sounds like you're really struggling. Like, yeah. Do you need some water?
No. No. So yeah, that happened.
That happened, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Classic.
But other than that, I connected with a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a while.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Wholesome. Wow, make time for your friends, you know.
Mate, I'm telling you.
Make time.
Fam.
Because I've pushed this person, rearranged 50, 60, 70, 1.5 times, okay?
Yeah, man.
Because I think, oh, she's my bestie. She's not going to get stressed. She never puts any pressure on me because she knows, like, I'm busy. Mm-hmm. Whereas I see the friends that put pressure on me. Because they put pressure on me, which is not fair. Mm. But I saw her and I thought, damn, son, I should see you the most. Because it was the most fulfilling lunch I'd ever gone to. We hung out. It was beautiful. This person is a beautiful person.
Mm.
And just filled me with a lot of inspiration and vice versa.
I know them ones. Good people enriching for the soul.
To be enriched.
You know, enrichment.
Yeah.
You know, nourishment.
Nourishment.
Nourishment. Yes.
No, that's exactly what it was.
I feel you.
I remember you saw a friend of yours and said, you know, that friend was an energy source
my
that you could plug into.
My only energy source, yes.
Yo, this friend, like, shout out, you know who you are. I plugged in twice.
Twice,
times
two.
Do you know what I mean?
Two.
Thank God I bought times two chargers. Two. Do you know what I mean? Nah,
she's
so
even
lit.
Doing...
Yeah, let me live, man. Nah, so that was beautiful. So shout out beautiful, good people who enrich your lives.
Ready.
And the other thing I wanted to just have a moan about.
Oh, do you know what? Moan. I'm ready. Yeah. Let's go.
Shout out Pheromone. If you watch Drag Race, you know who that is.
Oh,
she
God.
Is a drag queen that just moans the whole time. She just goes... Oh, it's so awful.
No, honestly, the compilation video you sent me.
Listen, Lizzie, started moaning a little. And I said, bro, you're pheromoning. And she didn't get the reference.
I didn't get it.
And I said it, and I said it, and I said it, and I said, bro, it's got to that time. I'm going to need to send you the compilation.
She sent me the video.
Any of you guys feel like that's you, or you have a friend, and they need to see themselves in a mirror? Hit me up, yeah. I'm going to send you the compilation. Say
oh
less, man.
Oh, my God. That video literally lives in my head. Rent free. Rent fucking free. It's a great reminder, but Lord, you don't ever want a pheromone.
No,
ever.
Man.
It's just... But it's also...
But I'm a pharah out here.
Yeah, man, you do it.
You did the phone bill, and I'm going to talk about Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, if I should talk on Wi-Fi, yeah... All over the gaff, in my home, in my office, in the studio. Why can't I connect? I want to plug in.
So I wanted to ask you a question before I start moaning. What do you think is the worst time for your internet connection to drop?
Oh my gosh.
It's a deep question, y'all.
There are so many circumstances. I feel like the worst time, if we're accounting for everything, is if I'm about to purchase something and I'm on a time limit. And then the internet drops and I can't get that thing that I wanted to buy.
Damn, yeah, that's deep.
That's painful.
Especially if it's concert tickets and you've been waiting in a 21,000 queue.
Fam, that's a big one.
Okay, that's
a
big one. I hear it. Now, let me tell you my experience this week that just took me out.
Oh, no.
It took me out.
Let's go, man.
Shit, fucking hell. It's like there's a sniper on the roof pointing at my head. And as soon as I... Bap! The Wi-Fi's down. Yeah. Calm on. So basically, yeah, I go the whole week, as I told you, whacked by the bush and all that.
Mm.
But how do I revive myself?
A revival.
My 1 hour of therapy a week.
Oh, no.
Zip, zap, zosh.
Oh.
Connections in and out.
Oh.
I rejoin 6 times. I then go from a Zoom to a Google Meet. It's not working.
No, not in therapy, you know.
Bro, ain't that bad.
Nah.
We tried to reconnect. Bro,
oh.
I'm telling you, that is when I do not need shit to cut out.
I hear it.
You get me?
I hear it. That 1 hour a week.
I'm like fully in it. You know, some days I get into therapy and I'm like, oh yeah, like my week's been this. It's a slow start. I was writing. I was like, yo,
listen.
I was telling my therapist, how come my phone bill go up £5.86? You know, I'm fully in it.
Yeah.
I'm getting it all off my chest.
Yeah.
It's all off my chest. I've gone from a double D boob to a double A at this point. It's all fallen off.
To a double A,
I was getting it all off. Do you know what I mean? Take it all, bro.
Take it.
Anyway, so yeah, so that was pretty peak. But I'd love to know when the internet has failed for you guys and which one has been the most annoying experience.
That's a great question because we all have some dead ass experiences when
bro.
The Wi-Fi drops.
Bro.
Like you know when it irritates your soul? You're that peed off,
honestly.
Yeah? Nah, finished.
Honestly.
Absolutely finished.
Yeah, that was pretty much my week. I can't
love
lie.
It, Bridie. Do you know what? We've had the highs, we've had the lows, but we need to swing it into another high because it's the plug time.
I know, I love this time. It's the best time, arguably.
It's the best time, arguably.
Arguably.
Shout out, arguably.
Come on.
Briddy, what are you plugging this week? Let the people know.
Me first?
Yeah, man.
But you ain't spoken in a minute.
I want you to speak again.
Can I not pong it back to you?
Are you going to pong in my direction?
Yeah.
Okay, you can pong in again.
All right, ping.
I'm ready to ping.
Okay.
Let me ping again.
Catch that then.
Pinging. Catching. Pinging.
Okay, tell me what your plug is.
So my plug this week, guys, obviously I said I had such a wholesome time with good people. Mm-hmm. And shout out to my energy source, yeah, for putting me on to this beautiful brunch destination in King's Cross, yeah. I'm calling all you London listeners, you man need to go to this brunch place because when I tell you, it's flavours on flavours on flavours. Guys, write it down in your notes. Half cup in King's Cross is the absolute hits.
Both of them.
Both of them, like with vim. I had a hash brown Benedict situation.
Shut up. That sounds gorgeous.
Oh, pretty with a bit of halloumi on the side.
You're mad.
Oh my
God. You're moving mad out here.
I had a white chocolate matcha.
Shut up.
Fam, and then the dessert, it was an Oreo French toast.
It's even finished.
Oh my. It's the flavours. When you think it's all over, you'll just get like a sharp taste of like strawberry or sweetness. I just feel like it's a beautiful place because it's small, it's intimate, the service is beautiful, and it's quite well priced actually. Nah, man, it's worth it.
You know, I looked on your story that day.
Yeah, man.
I started seeing all these dishes.
Fam.
I started seeing all these dishes.
Yeah. Fam.
You know when you go gym, yeah?
Yeah.
And you see those guys whose tops are like stuck to them with sweat.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
After I looked at your story, that was my top, and I'm thinking, I ain't even moved. What's going on?
You ain't
it's
even
all
moved.
The dribble.
Because
I was salivating just Dude. Looking at your story. My top was stuck to me like you ain't never seen. No one's to see that shit. No one's to see it.
If you had tasted it, I don't even
Damn,
know where you'd
son.
Go. I don't
We've
even
got to go.
Know. No, honestly,
we're
Brit,
due
we
a celebration.
Do it. Yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah,
we'll
find a date, innit?
100%.
Off air, because I know you lot will try to follow us.
Honestly, it's a vibe. And also, don't be alarmed if there's a queue. Because it's a really popular place, but it's worth the wait. So yeah, man, that's my plan.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Man, sliding in. Okay, Pong, over to you
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. Mm. So this is a fresh plug. It's as fresh as it's going to get because I've literally come from this place a couple hours ago.
Okay, okay.
And I'm going to tell you, this is a timely thing, yeah, because this is not going to be on forever.
Mm.
How long it's on, I don't even know. Why? Because I didn't have time to do my research before this episode, and that's okay.
That's okay.
So I went to an exhibition today at the Serpentine Gallery in South Kensington.
South Kens.
If you know it.
Okay.
And it was by Acutely Art and Fortnight, and they presented a Cause New Fiction exhibition. That's K-A-W-S. So go okay. and check out that artist if you don't know who it is.
Mm.
But it basically was a series of incredible paintings, but also augmented reality.
I love a bit of AR, I do.
Bro,
You
scan this thing and there were different plinths around that had nothing above it.
Okay, yeah.
And you'd scan this thing and people were walking around with their phones. And when I first went in, I was like, why are all these random people pointing their phone at me and taking pictures?
It's true.
And going, look at this. And I was thinking, me? What's on my head? What's on my head? What's on? I said, listen, I know I'm a 10 out of 10, but relax, man. It's okay. I've only got 1,000 followers.
No, you're nonsense, you know.
But yeah, it was crazy. And then I went to the woman at the front door. I said, yo, what's going on? People are walking around mad in here, you know?
Mm.
And she said, you've got to scan that barcode. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
There was augmented reality people everywhere.
Oh my days.
I was walking around with the man, they're like, yo, have you seen this one?
What are you saying,
Have you seen this pink guy in the corner? I couldn't believe it. And then you can even go into them.
That's so weird.
It's super hard to explain, but like, just check out my Instagram or go online and have a look because it's so mind-blowing and I think, oh, it's the next
That's
wave
crazy.
Of shit. Do you know what I mean?
To be fair, AR and like virtual reality, I feel like is quite popular at the moment in terms of just diversifying our experiences and it sounds sick.
But
like,
I've not seen it at an art exhibition before.
No, neither have I.
Not where like literally in the middle of where you're walking or people are standing to look at paintings. Mm. There's an AR
something
looking at the painting too. I'm standing
next
to him.
No, that's crazy, you
going,
know.
Bro, so what do you think? This piece
what
has
you
got
saying?
Depth. You know what I mean? And they kind of move a little. They kind of sway a little bit left and right.
Really?
I start
got a little
to think,
bit rhythm. Mm.
Yeah, rhythm and flow.
Rhythm and the flow.
I started thinking to myself, imagine if they could walk about.
No, that'd be wild, you know.
Would you even know who was human?
Imagine if it was walking towards you as you were like recording it.
It was crazy. It was crazy. I got all up in their face. I was like, I was being such a kid about it, but it was so lit. So yeah, if you're in the area and you've got time, it's a free exhibition. I'd love you to go have a look because yeah, it's really dope, man.
No, nice. And when's it on until, do you know?
I said I didn't do my research.
Oh, innit? Shit then, sorry.
But like, yo, like if you haven't got Wi-Fi problems, Google it, innit?
Shout out to you lot with stable internet, innit?
Innit, shout out Google too. Great search
there
engine.
There it is.
So yeah, man, that's my plug.
There it is, man. I there love the plug. Yeah. Creative, beautiful.
Now let's go main course here.
Fam, I'm ready to eat.
Okay.
Okay.
We are talking this week on everything to do with the Brits. Mm. And I'm just going to say, Brit, what are you coming up with first?
Fam, okay, do you know what? I know we probably need to save her for the main course, but I need to start with Girl Like Symbiati.
Okay, so let me tell you something really quick that I learned, I think, from a film.
Okay.
Always start with your favourite thing.
Okay.
Because, like, imagine something happens before you get to dessert at this a meal thing, and you're waiting for that, do you know what I mean?
That big
chocolate
moment.
Cake that dissolves when you put a little bit of... Mm. Anyway, I'm going off.
Mate, you were talking about dissolving. I was like, I see some raspberry coolie on there.
It's
like,
always about the coolie.
The coolie for me.
Shout out coolies everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? MasterChef, what are you saying?
But like... Why do we wait for dessert if it's our favourite last?
Honestly.
Nah, man. Because if you only listen to half of this podcast and you miss Simbi.
Oh!
Then there's actually no point to the episode. Because she's the main thing.
She is the main event. I just... Simbi, like Little Sims as an artist, she's just incredible. You know, I feel like her growth over the years has led her to this moment to win her first Brit, and even as like...
Best new artist.
Even as she was going up on the stage and, you know, they were like shouting out all her accolades, the fact that she sold out like the O2 as like a female artist in December.
3 days in a row.
3 days
what
in a row.
Was it O2 Academy, hey?
O2 Academy. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you know what? I can't see anyone else who deserves it more than you.
Nobody deserves it more than Little Sims.
Bam.
Like, long live Little Sims.
Long live Little Sims, big facts.
There are some people that, like, should be frozen. Do you know what I mean? In life, you know, you can, like, freeze people and unfreeze them. Mm-hmm. Like, she needs to be frozen and then unfrozen.
Unfrozen.
So that she can live amongst another generation. Like, how crazy to live amongst someone that you have so much respect for.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? You look back in history and you're like, dope, I really would have loved to live at the same time as, I don't know, Margaret Thatcher, whoever.
Mm.
We live at the same time, if you're listening to this, as Little Sims.
It's a big thing.
Get to know if you don't know.
Honestly, get to know. The whole album, Sometimes I Might Be Introvert, which actually spells Simbi, her name, which is just so beautiful. It's just such an eclectic piece. And the way she touches so many different people, it's like, what can't she do at this rate?
And it's proper music.
It's real music, like her lyricism. I can't.
It's madness. And she went up on stage. She said this line that I'll never forget.
Mm.
A woman came on stage with her and I was watching at home. Mm. And I was like, I hope that's her mum, man.
Mm.
I really do. I hope that's her mum. And it was her mum.
It was.
And one of the first things she said was she turned around to her mum and she said, hey, mum, look what you've done. And I loved it.
Mm.
I absolutely loved it. I thought it was one of the most beautiful things anyone could say. She said so many other wonderful things as well.
Truthfully.
And wow, wow.
Just wow.
Damn. And her performance.
I mean, Woman as a song is just, it's an anthem, I feel, for all women. Really empowering. But honestly, that moment with her mum, like, it made me feel emotional. The hard work, her background, like, and where she is today, like, I'm just excited for what she's going to do next, to be honest, because I feel like she's on like a streak right now.
And do you know what? It's so weird because everyone I bump into who's ever worked with her or known her, she is the one artist that I've been told is so nice and that her team is also so nice.
Mm.
That's what I love to see get to the top. And
definitely,
she's an independent artist.
Shout out the independence.
Come on.
Honestly.
We love it. We love it.
Honestly. Ugh, leading by example. Like, oh, Little Sims. We have time for you.
Yeah, all
always,
the time, man.
Always.
Okay, what else are we bringing to the
That's
table?
That's me. I mean, the next big one, Santan Dave, man.
Yeah, Santan, bro.
Oh, my God. Dave, I don't know why, but you ever just see his face and you just feel so proud? Like, I believe him when he says he's doing it for the love. Like, he genuinely fucks with music. He's trying to change the industry. He's telling his stories in such beautiful ways and bringing his mandem on board. Santan Dave, bruv, can I bank with you, fam?
Yeah, I hear it. There are a couple things with Dave that I loved. I loved his guitar solo because yes. I loved him showing that he was a musician, not just a vocalist. Mm. I thought that was really lit. I love him as a person because I feel like he was very open about going through mental health, and that's why he hadn't released music. And I feel like, you know, there's still a stigma attached to Black men 100%. Speaking on that. Definitely. So I thought that was really lit. Mm. And he also said the line in his speech, "I'm just a guy who loves music." And I thought, you know, a lot of people go up there and they're just like, "Oh, thank you so much. This is so amazing. Thank my team." But he was like, "Nah, I just love music." And where's that gone? I feel like we lose it sometimes
Absolutely,
a little bit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
But I also feel like, because we've seen this guy live, and I thought he came with a vim.
Oh, with
last
vim.
Night.
With vim.
Gets.
Oh, get. No, no. Do you know what? I'm sad that he didn't even get as much recognition as
he
I feel like he should have.
He should be bigger than he is, I think.
Yes, agreed.
Because a man's got bars.
Damn, can we even take a moment for the drip he was wearing?
Yeah.
His outfit was actually litty, you know?
Yeah, he
looked
wavy.
Bruv. But continue, continue.
No, but that's basically it. Like, I think he should be much bigger than he is. Mm. And he'll definitely get there. But, you know, we've seen him live. And everything he spits on track, he can actually spit in real life.
He can. He can.
And he loves his mum.
Yeah, man. Oh, the respect he has for mama,
I love people that love their mum. I can't lie. I just love it.
I feel like it's a really strong quality to have. Mm. Like, there's a certain, like, softness and I feel like almost vulnerability to you.
Yeah.
That you're happy to share with others 100%. When you admit that you love your mum, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, so good. So
now,
good.
I was pressed about something at the Brits.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so we know there are bare artists, in the UK.
Mm.
And so many need a platform or could benefit from a platform like the Brits.
Yes.
Okay, those who are signed, those who are unsigned.
Mm.
But the way you have, what, like a handful of performers, and Ed Sheeran was given two slots to perform, I think is gravely unfair.
Yes.
Because
I agree.
You could have given that to Bree Runway. Like, you could have given it to anyone.
Anyone,
Do you know what I mean? You could have given it to Mira May. You could have given it to Joy Crooks.
Mm. But this is the problem with the industry. The way how I feel like it's configured is that the big people just continuously stay at the top.
Mm, I hear you.
And it's just making that whole process for upcoming artists a lot harder when it shouldn't be the case.
Yeah,
you know?
It was hard. That pressed me. And also, this year they took away gendered categories. Normally they have best female act, best male act.
Yes.
They took that away to be gender neutral.
Okay.
But in doing that, I feel like they kind of messed up because they put, like, and this is crazy to me, best pop / R&B act. Please somebody tell me, how pop and R&B is even the same.
No, don't piss me off. Pop and R&B, they're completely,
it's crazy.
Pop does not make sense with the rhythm and the blues.
It's totally different.
It's complete, no, that's insulting, you know.
For me, you might as well put rock with country.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No.
I feel insulted.
You know what I mean?
Wait, who won that category? Can you remember?
Shit,
pop and R&B,
maybe
that doesn't
Adele.
Make sense.
Maybe
but
Adele.
Adele is not R&B.
She's pop.
Nah, man. Shagged the whole thing, bruv.
Yeah, that was a bit weird to me.
Very strange.
So I get the whole gender neutral thing. Like, I feel it.
I get it, but still let genres stand on their own.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like, you need to allow space for each genre and the history, like the influences, like the source of that genre in itself. Mm. Nah, man, that's butters. What's that?
Yeah, what's that one?
What is that?
The other shout I have to make from the Brits,
Go on, Brittany.
Bukayo Saka, my brother.
Yes.
How is my man, from Arsenal coming and presenting a Brit Awards?
I love it.
It's finished.
I love it. It's his face, man.
He's so fucking cute.
He's so cute.
I just want him to be my brother.
No, honestly, I want him to be my little
brother.
Him. Honestly.
I actually love him.
Like,
yeah, man, that's crazy.
I don't know, the platform that they've given to some people, obviously in terms of like presenting and stuff, but obviously the Brit Awards is all about music. I agree in the sense that they should have given more, like, stage time to upcoming artists, especially because, you know, many of them were probably just sitting there as guests and didn't actually perform. But I don't know. How do they determine these things? Is it just industry? Is there a process?
Yeah, I think it will be industry and maybe they'll have, like, a board, you know, who make those decisions. But, yeah, it is interesting. I don't think next year I'd like to see those groups remain.
Mm.
I'd like it to stick to gender neutral.
Mm.
But let's separate those groups a little bit more and give more of a chance.
Definitely.
Because people bear their life and their souls into their albums. Mm. And even a nomination for a lot of people is a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Do you know last thing who was fucking lit?
Yeah, go on, send it
you
on.
You know who Becky Hill is?
Oh, no. Nah. Yes, let's take a moment for her.
You talk about Becky Hill.
Do you know what? Yeah, Becky Hill. Fam, Becky Hill, yeah. The first song I heard from her was called Losing You, and it was a Joe Garrard remix. If you haven't heard that song, please, this is an absolute banger, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, do you know what? I like your style. Like, I love your voice. It's very distinct. Mm. Like, you know when Becky Hill's on a track. But when she won her award, her Brit, yeah.
And it was for like, dance music.
Dance,
which
act,
hasn't
yeah.
had an award, she said, for something like 16 years.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know that was like a category. For
yeah,
like dance
it's come
video.
Back this year.
Interesting. Nah, the way she accepted that award and was like, look, she's loved drum and bass since she was a young youth. You know what
raving,
I mean?
Raving,
like,
bro.
Raving. She's been like through and through. I just feel like the way she accepted that, like, I felt it. I believed her.
I felt it.
I believed how I said, grateful she was.
That's what I said to my house. I cried.
I'm not
when
surprised.
She spoke. I get really emotional about people winning awards and accolades for like their hard work and stuff because we don't see it so much. There are never enough award ceremonies to, you know, pay tribute or give accolades to the amount of people that are creating fantastic things in life.
Yes, that part.
You know? So I get really emotional with these things. Mm. And yeah, she spoke and I was crying and my housemates looked at me like I was an absolute nutter. And I just said, I just really felt it.
Like,
and I did. I really felt that Becky Hill made a speech that wasn't a, hey, I win awards all the time speech. It was, oh my God, this is possibly the best day of my life now and forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what an award should be. You get a lot of people just not turning up these days because it's just...
No, literally.
You know,
oh, literally.
It was like the magic was back in the Brits for that moment. And I felt like the magic was lost a little bit.
100%.
You know, so... Because the same people win everything.
All
do you know what I mean?
All the time.
And it was fan-voted.
Was it also... Was it fan-voted?
It was fan-voted, like public vote.
Say less. Well, then say less.
And that's like when you get up there and your fans have voted you in, that's like irrespective of what the industry say or any board for whether it's podcasting, music, drama. It's like irrespective of who you think is the man, I'm the man.
I'm the man.
Like the people think I'm the man.
Yes.
You know, at the British Podcast Awards, that redhead lady, I forget her name, went up. And it was fan voted and she'd come all the way from somewhere long.
Yeah.
She was like, people already voted for me. You feel the love even more.
Of course you do, because it's like...
It don't matter how much money's behind you, label, nothing.
Not
the people
even.
Love your
the
shit, bro.
The people, fam. Like, through, I feel like that's the purest sense of, like, winning you can get.
Mm.
Because you're doing it, like, you're doing it because you love, like, what you're doing, but you're doing it for your people. And to get that love back, nah, man, like, you've won.
That's why you do what you do.
That's it, man. I feel that. Becky Hill, like, she stood out. The fact that she mentioned, like, everyone else in, like, the category that she was up against how just like honoured she felt to be up against them, let alone winning that category. I just felt it was really wholesome.
It was so wholesome. And I just never want that magic to die for people. It doesn't matter how many awards somebody wins. Maybe because I haven't won any big awards. But I think I would still be as shook 100%. Every single time. Because each award is a new body of work. It's a new piece of your soul. It's
That's
a new
it.
Part of your journey. Mm. Different production. Oof. Different time in your life.
I
like,
felt that piece of your soul.
Do you know what I mean?
Spin that again.
It's a new award almost.
Yes, it is. It is. But I feel like people lose sight of that because, again, you just get used to it. It becomes a norm. Like
maybe you get caught up in the...
You get caught up in
the journey. In a journey.
In a journey.
In a journey.
In a journey. In a journey.
Anyway, that's the Brits, man.
That's the Brits, man.
Until
Sensational.
Next year.
Till next year. We'll see you lot there.
We'll see Becky Hill there, innit?
Nah, do you know what I'm
saying?
I want
to see you there again, sir. I love it. I love it.
I am screaming. Nah.
Right, well, that's come to an end relatively quick.
Mm. Oh, gosh, I just feel like the Brits, man.
There's so much more to say.
There's so much to say.
But we just ain't got the time.
There's no time, man.
There's no time.
Look, man, if you guys want to talk about the Brits, hit us up. You know, we're always down for a chat.
Yeah, call me anytime because my phone bill's about to cut off. So, yeah. Anytime
true,
this
man.
Week.
Limited hours, limited hours.
I'm moving to Gift Gaff in a minute.
Sponsored by Gift Gaff.
In it? Fake news. We have to say that just in case, you know,
true,
someone pulls
true.
An audio and we get fucked.
Yikes.
All right. So, screaming. You know, we wrap things up here with a tip.
Always.
I hope to pass a little bit of...
Wisdom.
wisdom onto you lot. We're going to start with my good sister, Lizzie.
Good sister, yeah.
What are you saying?
So, guys, my plug this week has been taken from the song called Doctor My Eyes by an artist called Kamari, spelled K-H-A-M-A-R-I. Now, he's an artist that I've just recently discovered, and this song, Doctor My Eyes, is based about him basically going back into introspection. And honestly, this tip, it just stuck with me. So I bet it's going to stick with you, but let me get to it.
Let's get sticky, man.
Let's get sticky.
Let's get sticky, bitch.
All right. Let's get sticky, bitch. Okay, guys. So the tip goes, things always have a way of working out. Just focus on what you've got to do. And you know what I always say. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. You have to take time to live. Because tomorrow's not promised to anybody.
I love it.
I think it's just so beautiful. And
I love it.
That tip in itself, at the end of the song, is basically like an excerpt from his grandfather saying this to his grandson, Kamari. And the key line is to get something you never had,
you have to do something you never did. That's like, the bit that stuck to
that
me.
That line, I was like, whoa, like...
It's even true.
It's really true. Like, guys, honestly, I've added the song to our playlist, NIJV, Your Daily Bread. Check it out. Get into your feels. It's a beautiful song, but... Focus on what you got to do, guys. Because if you want to get somewhere, you gotta move different.
You got to get sticky, man.
You got to get sticky. And that's it, man. That's for me.
I love it.
Yeah, man. Bridie, tip us up, man. Send us home in the right way.
Okay, so yeah, mine's pretty simple, to be honest. But I needed to hear it. So this is for me, by me.
For me, by me. Okay.
And this is my tip. You're not selfish for wanting the same energy and love you give.
Yeah, man.
That's
it. I hear that.
I want that shit
back. It's a bare minimum, man.
I actually want that shit back.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, is it fair of me to ask XYZ for that if they're stressed and they're this and they're that? I need to stop making excuses for people because it is not unfair or selfish to ask for the same shit back.
I hear you, man.
And that's it.
Look, man. We all need to...
So you're all on probation, guys. You're all on motherfucking probation. Good luck.
I'm scared.
Good luck. You should be.
Guys, I may not be here next week, but we'll
she
see
She definitely it. Won't be. Damn. Well, that's it, man.
Oh, we baked.
Another week. If you're listening, you made it. If you dropped off, good riddance. But we welcome you back anytime.
We welcome you back,
Doors
man.
Always open. Always. I hope everybody, you're having a fantastic week. Bridie, mostly you, man.
Oh, I mean, why just me?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel nice.
Oh, she's feeling nice too. Well, you know what? I'll take the nice.
Please look at her head. Go on.
I'll take the nice. Yeah, I'll take it again. Guys, we are sending you so much love from the bakery. Stay blessed. Peace and love. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's hilarious.
We out.